请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再一次的同心跪下来祷告。
Let us now kneel down together to pray in one accord.
我们祈求神亲自来带领我们今天一整天的圣会以及圣礼。
We ask our Lord to guide all of our services and sacraments today.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray together.
我们请来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第五章。
Let us now turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦五章十六节到十七啊十八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18.
五章十六节要常常喜乐，十七节不住的祷告，十八节凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
在这里谈到神在耶稣基督里头向我们每一个基督徒所定的旨意有这三项。
So here, Paul writes that there are three aspects of what God requires, the will of God for us.
我们在前几天一起分享了常常喜乐不住祷告的真理。
A few days ago, we shared about rejoicing always and praying without ceasing.
那我们早上继续来分享凡事谢恩。
So this morning, we would like to talk about in everything give thanks.
跟喜乐一样感恩也是基督徒的一个标志。
Just like joy, thanksgiving is a very important character of a Christian.
我感恩呢。
I give thanks.
当我收到这个电费单很高的电费。
When I receive a very high electric bill.
那代表什么？代表我日子过得很舒服。
That represents that I'm living a very comfortable life.
我感恩当我必须要报税的时候。
I give thanks when I have to pay taxes.
那代表说我还有工作了。
That represents that I still have a job.
我感恩当我被我的另一半我的老公晚上打呼吵得睡不着的时候。
I give thanks when my husband is snoring so loud that I can't sleep.
那代表说我老公跟我在一起没有跟其他的女人在一起。
And that shows that he's still sleeping beside me, not with somebody else.
我感恩当我看到我的孩子整天在家里在电脑前面上 internet 的时候。
I give thanks when my kids are on the internet all day long.
代表我的儿子在家里没有到外面鬼混。
And at least, my children are at home, not going around outside.
我感恩当我看到我的体重越来越增加衣服穿不下的时候。
I give thanks when I gain weight and can't put my clothes on.
那代表我吃得很好。
That shows that I'm eating very well.
并且又有买新衣服的借口啦。
And I have another excuse to buy new clothes.
感恩是基督徒的标志。
So giving thanks is one of the characteristics of a Christian.
那感恩的相反就是发怨言。
The opposite of giving thanks is complaining.
我们来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10.
十节你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭了。
Nor complain, as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer.
在这里保罗以以色列人的历史来作为见解。
Here, Paul takes the example from the history of the Israelites as a warning.
谈到他们的列祖在旷野的路上的经过。
And he refers to when their ancestors were in the time of the Exodus in the wilderness.
因为发怨言所以在他们那出埃及的那一代里头只剩下两位就是约书亚跟加勒能够进到神应许的迦南美地。
Because of their complaining, only two of the millions of people who left Egypt actually entered into Canaan, Caleb and Joshua.
所以人为什么不感恩发怨言?
Why is it that people tend to complain and not give thanks?
很多时候是因为不满足神的赏赐，不满意神的安排。
It's because we are dissatisfied with God's will and His arrangement.
所以人才会发怨言，才不懂得感恩。
And we forget to give thanks and complain instead.
那往往人很喜欢比较啊。
And of course, people like to compare.
人比人气死人啊。
And if we keep on comparing, then we'll never be satisfied.
不但大人喜欢比较，小孩子也喜欢比较。
Not only adults, but also children compare with each other.
有三个小孩啊。
There were three children.
就在比啦。其中一个就问其他的两个说，我爸爸开的是 Mercedes Benz， 所以5分钟咻就回家了。And
one of the kids said to the others, "My dad drives a Mercedes Benz, so it takes us just 5 minutes to get home."
那你爸爸开什么啊？你们爸爸开什么？
And what kind of cars do your dads drive?
其中的一个就说了，那我爸爸开的是 BMW， 也是咻5分钟就回家了。
So the other kid said, "My dad drives a BMW, and he takes a quicker route even to get home."
只剩下最后一个，他爸爸是公务人员，是每天坐 subway 的。
And the third child, his father was a government worker, and he took the subway to work every day.
但是输人不输阵啊，面子的问题啊，所以他也说了。But
he couldn't lose out to the other two boys, so he also said,
我爸爸开溜，还没有下班就回家了，比你们快吧。
He said, "My dad gets home even before work ends."
爸爸开溜哦。 好像是昨天吧，有信徒说，传道，有个朋友对我们这个真耶稣教会那个真，觉得很各异，能不能跟他解释一下？
So yesterday, somebody said to me, "Preacher, one of our friends is having trouble understanding why we call ourselves the True Jesus Church. Can you explain to them?"
那个真字，这个。 对其他的教会的基督徒，其他教派的基督徒，他们真的会觉得很碍眼。And
many other Christians from other denominations have a problem with us calling ourselves the True Church.
所以同样也要比一比啊。So
also this seems like a mode of comparison.
为什么你们叫真耶稣教会，你们叫真教会？
Why do you call yourselves the True Church?
我们就解释，因为我有五大教义啊，我五真啊。
Because we have five essential doctrines.
五个真道。
These are the five essential truths.
就是洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼、安息日，还有圣灵。
And these are the water baptism, foot washing, Holy Communion, the Sabbath, and the Holy Spirit.
那这个其他教会的这个朋友也不认输啊，你们有五真，我们也有五真啊。
And so the friend from the other church said, "Well, you have five essential truths. We also have five essential truths."
我们是真爱开会，真爱传话，真会勉励，真爱计较，真会吵架。我们也有五真呢。
And so they said, "We truly like to argue. We truly like to debate. We truly like to boast. We truly like to criticize. And we truly like to have meetings."
希望我们教会的五真不是这个五真啊。And
we hope that our church's truths are not those kinds of truths.
那无论如何，不要发怨言，因为怨言是对神的赏赐不满足，对神的安排不满意。But
if we really complain or grumble, then this is a sign of our dissatisfaction or discontent with God.
所以以下小弟想借着圣经里头这个以法连人发怨言，来做一个查考，从他们这个发怨言跟怨言的结果，我们来得到见解。
So today we'd like to study the example of the Ephraimites who complained and what happened to them.
Oh, 以法莲人他们, 是这个约瑟的后代。
And the Ephraimites were the descendants of Joseph.
好，那约瑟他被他的哥哥们卖到埃及去。
And we know that Joseph was sold as a slave by his brothers to Egypt.
好，因为他懂得敬畏神，得到神同在的祝福。
But because he was God-fearing, he had the guidance of God with him.
哦，在十三年后啊，他被这个埃及的法老王这个提拔成为全埃及地的宰相。
And 13 years after being in Egypt, he was selected by the Pharaoh to become the prime minister over all of Egypt.
哦，生了两个孩子，大儿子叫马拿西，小儿子叫以法莲。
And he had two sons, the older one was named Manasseh, and the younger called Ephraim.
哦，那马拿西这个名字的意思就是忘记了，
And the name Manasseh means to forget.
哦，忘记啊，哦，在这个埃及，哦，这个为奴之地的苦啊。
And it was a reminder to forget the suffering he had had as a slave in Egypt.
那以法莲的意思是昌盛，哦，这神啊，让他这个埃及，哦，在埃及地。昌盛起来。
And the name Ephraim means to prosper, meaning he was able to prosper in the land of Egypt through God's grace.
约瑟虽然不是雅各的长子，但是他却享有长子的祝福。
Even though Joseph was not the eldest son of Jacob, yet he still carried the blessings of the eldest son.
所以他的两个儿子就取代了他。列在十二个支派里头的两个支派。
So, because the 12 tribes of Jacob came from his 12 sons, yet both of Joseph's sons each became a tribe.
长子得两倍的福分，在约瑟身上应验了。
And the firstborn in the Israelite society carried a double blessing, so his two sons gained the double blessing of Jacob.
再来，他这两个儿子哈，在这个老雅各啊，为他们祝福的时候，这个老雅各啊，是双手交叉的祝福，大的变小的，小的变大的啊。
And the two sons, when Jacob was about to die and giving his blessing, Jacob crossed his hands and gave the better blessing to the younger son and the lesser blessing to the older.
就好像雅各自己本身的际遇哦。他虽然是当弟弟的，哥哥是扫罗，是以扫哦，但是啊，他却得着了他哥哥这个长子的名分。
And just as Jacob himself, even though he was the younger of the twins, he received the firstborn blessing from his father instead of his older brother.
所以同样的哦，以法莲支派啊，可以说哦，他是蒙福当中的蒙福啊。
So we can see that Ephraim received the blessing, the greatest blessing among all the blessings.
所以这样的一个在福气当中的以法莲支派他们却有了一个坏习惯就是喜欢发怨言。
So despite this tremendous blessing that the Ephraimites received, yet their weakness was they like to complain.
今天呢、我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们得以蒙神拣选认识耶稣，而且在得救的真教会里头可以说像以法莲一样是福气当中的福气啊。
So we today in the as members of the True Jesus Church, we have like the Ephraimites the blessing, greatest blessing among all blessings from God.
所以我们呢、更应当要感恩。
So we have all the more reason to give thanks.
更应当要珍惜我们的信仰。
We have all the more reason to treasure this precious faith.
那我们先来看到以法莲人他们第一次发怨言。
So let's look at the first time the Ephraimites complained.
记载在约书亚记的十七章。
It's recorded in Joshua chapter 17.
约书亚记十七章的十四节到十七节。
Joshua chapter 17 verses 14 through 17.
十七章十四节，约瑟的子孙对约书亚说：“主神到如今既然赐福于我们， 我们也族大人多，你为什么但将一揪一段之地分给我们为业呢？十五节。
15.
约书亚说，你们如果族大人多，嫌以法莲山地狭小窄小，就可以上比利洗人利伐因人之地，在树林中砍伐树木。十六节。
16.
约瑟的祖孙说，那山地容不下我们，并且住平原的迦南人，就是住伯善和属伯善正是，并住耶斯列平原的人都有铁车。十七节。
17.
约书亚对约瑟家，就是以法莲和马拿西人说，你们是族大人多，并且强盛，不可仅有一揪之地。十八节。
18.
山地也要归你啊，虽是树林，你也可以砍伐，靠近之地必归你。迦南人虽有铁车，虽是强盛，你也能把他们赶出去。哦，在这里记载着，哦，这个约瑟家啊，这个以法莲人他们第一次发怨言的经过。
So this records the first time the tribe of Ephraim complained regarding their land.
哦啊，原因是啊，当这个约书亚带领哦以色列百姓进到迦南地。
And Joshua led the people of Israel to enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，在三场主要的战役得胜之后，哦，他们开始分地了。
And after three great battles where they were able to control the land, they then started to divide the land.
哦，大家依照这个碾揪的方式来分地。
And they drew lots to divide the land.
哦，这个是说好的哈，不是依照人多人少来分的哦。
And it was not according to the population.
哦，大家也都同意了。
And everyone agreed that this was fair.
哦，结果这个以法莲人他们觉得自己所抽到的地啊太小了。
But the people of Ephraim thought that their land was too small.
哦，就跑来跟约书亚抗议了。
So they came to Joshua and started to complain.
我们族大人多啊，怎么只分到一揪一段而已啊？
And we are great people. Why have you only given us one lot?
哦。大家已经早就讲好了，是用这个抽签的方法，不是以人多人少的方法来分地的。
But they had already agreed previously among all the tribes that they would split the land by drawing lots, not based on the population.
所以以法莲人这个抗议啊，是真的是没有什么理由的。
So really, they did not have any basis for complaining.
那什么原因让他们抗议？
What was the basis of their disagreement.
哦，如同他跟约书亚所说的。
Based on what they said.
哦，他们所分到的这个以法莲山地啊，太狭窄了。
That they had received the mountain country, it was too small.
哦，他们族大人多嘛。
And that they were a great people.
哦，约书亚回答他们。
So Joshua answered.
哦，如果你们真的族大人多，哦，地方太狭窄，哦，那山地哦，这个树林啊，你们可以砍伐，可以开垦啊。
So Joshua said, well, since you are, have so many people, you can go into the mountain forest country and clear the land.
哦，那平地啊，哦，这个你们也可以把迦南人赶走啊。
And the areas that the Canaanites inhabit, you can also fight them out.
哦，这时候以法莲人就说了。
So the Ephraimites said,
哦，说这个哦，山地哦，这个开垦很麻烦啊。哦，那平地的迦南人他们有铁车，好危险啊。
And the mountain country is a very difficult terrain, and all the Canaanites have iron chariots.
哦，所以哦，约书亚哦，你要替我们想办法哦。
So they wanted Joshua to find a solution.
好，所以我们看看哦，这个以法莲人他们的怨言哦有没有道理啊
？So was their complaint valid?
哦，通常发怨言的人。很多都像以法莲人一样。
And many times, people who complain are just like these Ephraimites.
怕苦、怕累、怕麻烦。
They don't want any to work hard or to have any trouble. They want the easy way out.
最好啊，有那种哦，不用哦，不用劳苦就有收获的哦，不用打仗就有的胜利。
They'd like the way to gain something without having to do anything.
哦。换句话说，就是有特权的啊。
To have a special right.
哦，我们是约瑟家的，我是以法莲的，我是蒙福中的蒙福，怎么 让我跟别人一样啊。
And they claim their descendants as of Jacob. They're the ones who should be most blessed. Why were they given this piece of land?
所以想在这个分地的事上要耍特权啊。
So they're trying to claim a special right to the land.
所以他们发怨言。
So that is why they complained.
所以今天呢。 我们刚刚说到我们真教会的信徒，我们是蒙福中的蒙福哦。And
we also mentioned that we, as the members of the true church, are also the ones who are most blessed by God.
那我们会不会也想在属灵的征战当中哦，在天国的产业里头也想要耍特权呢？
So are we trying to gain a piece of our heavenly inheritance in this way?
不传福音呢，就能够高朋满座啊。
That without preaching the gospel, we can fill the chapel.
不遵守道理啊，这个将来还可以进天国啊。
That without obeying the rules of God, we can still enter into heaven.
不祷告啊，还能够圣灵充满。
Without praying, we'd be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不读经啊，还能够充满属灵智慧。
Without reading the Bible, we'll be filled with biblical knowledge.
那这样就是耍特权哦。
And that is a way of claiming a special right.
所以以法莲人他们第一次的发怨言，不但没有道理，而且让我们看出他的软弱来。So
we can see through these grumblings of the Ephraimites that they did not have a valid complaint, and also their signs of weakness.
但如同他们是蒙福中的蒙福，所以神对他们也是容忍中的容忍。
But since they were so blessed and beloved by God, God also allowed them some leeway.
没有，马上就管教，希望让他们有这个悔改的机会。
God was very forbearing towards them and gave them a chance to repent.
但是以法莲人，他们的个性还是不改。
But yet, the people's character did not change.
来看看第二次发怨言。
Let's look at the second time they complained.
我们来看士师记的第八章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 8.
士师记第八章。
Judges chapter 8.
这第八章记载着当米甸人欺负以色列人的时候。
We see here is recorded when the Midianites started to attack the Israelites.
神兴起士师基甸来拯救米。 拯救这个以色列人脱离米甸人跟一切东方人的欺负。
So God raised up the judge Gideon to save the Israelites from the attacks of the Midianites and the eastern people.
在神的带领之下，基甸用300人能够击败米甸的大军呢。
And with the guidance of God, Gideon was able to take 300 warriors of Israel and defeat the Midianites.
正想要乘胜追击，彻底消灭进犯的这个敌军的时候。
And he was taking the momentum and wanting to exterminate all of the enemy.
于是他要人去找这个以法莲人把守重要的渡口，防止敌人的逃窜。
So he wanted to send a messenger to the Ephraimites so that they could block the pass for the enemy's escape.
于是米甸人当中有两个首领就落在以法莲的手中了。
And two of the leaders of the Midianite army were captured.
那这个时候以法莲人就跑来找基甸抗议了。
And then the Ephraimites came to Gideon to complain.
来看第八章，士师记八章第一节。
Let's look at Judges chapter 8, verse 1.
一节，以法莲人对基甸说：“你去与米甸人征战，没有招我们同去，为什么这样待我们呢？”他们就与基甸大大的争吵。第二节。
Verse 2.
基甸对他们说：“我所行的岂能比你们所行的呢？” 以法莲拾取剩下的葡萄，不强过亚比以谢所摘的葡萄吗？三节。
Three。
神已将米甸人的两个首领俄利罕西伊伯交在你们手中，我所行的岂能比你们所行的呢？基甸说了这话，以法莲人的怒气就消了。在这里记载，以法莲人来找基甸吵架。
So here we see the men of Ephraim came to argue with Gideon.
基甸哦是马拿西支派的。
Gideon was a member of the tribe of Manasseh.
哦，所以跟啊这个以法莲人呢、啊，可以说是、啊、兄弟支派哦， so, 都是约瑟家的子孙呢、啊。
Actually, we could say that he and the Ephraimites were like brothers, both descended from Joseph.
哦，当时啊，在米甸人跟东方人大军压境的时候，哦，这个基甸哦，啊，到处啊，哦，在募兵啊，要来对抗这些啊，对抗强敌呀、啊。
When the Midianites were pressing in to attack the Israelites, Gideon went to all the Israelites to raise up an army.
哦，那敌军呢、啊、有13万多人呢、啊。
And the enemy was 130,000 strong.
那好不容易哦啊，基甸啊招募到哦这个啊32,000人哦，所以兵力比哦是啊这个1:4哦。
So Gideon was able to raise up an army of about 30,000, but they were still outnumbered 4:1.
哎，但是神说哦，这个三万两千人人太多了哦。啊，到时候如果你们得胜，会认为是靠自己力量，不是靠神的。
But God told Gideon that there are too many people. If you are victorious, then you will think it is by your own might.
啊，所以叫基甸告诉这些啊三万两千人哈、哦，说你们害怕呢，可以回去呀、啊。结果一回去，回去的三分之二哈、哦，三万两千人，两万两千人回家了，只剩下一万人留下来。
So of the original 32,000, God told Gideon to say, whoever is afraid, you can go. So 22,000 returned and 10,000 remained.
哦，所以兵力比啊，哦，从一比四哦降到1:13。
So then the ratio of the enemy to the Israelites became 13:1.
哦，神还说啊，这个一万人还是太多哦，带他们去喝水啊，我告诉你们啊，谁可以出阵啊？所以啊，从这些人当中又挑出300个人呢、啊，其他人还是叫他们回家。
And the Lord said, there are still too many people, so he commanded Gideon to bring the people to drink water, and then out of those 10,300 were chosen.
哦，所以兵力比哦，从1:13又降到1:400。
So then the ratio became 400:1.
哦，根本是不可能大胜的啦、哦。
There was no physical way that they could be victorious.
哦，但是神就是要用这300个勇士哦，啊，来得胜哦，这个米甸人跟东方联军呢、啊。
But God was able to use these 300 warriors to be victorious over the Midianites and the people of the east.
哦，所以在这个过程当中，我相信哦，哦，这个以法莲人呐、啊，啊，也都晓得哦。
And I think that the Ephraimites must have known of all of these events.
哦，那为什么他们没有参与呢
？Why was it that they were not involved？
哦，可能啊啊、在哦这个基甸哦招募军兵的过程当中，哦他们啊啊跟这个哦这个两万两千人哦一样哦害怕回家去了。
Perhaps when Gideon was raising up the army, they were among the 22,000 who went home.
哦，但是现在啊，哎，看到打胜了，哇、哦啊，就通通跑出来了。
But now that everybody is celebrating the victory, they come out.
哦，要同享这个哦这个胜利的果实啊，要来分一杯羹啊。
They want to enjoy the fruits of the victory and claim a part in it.
哦，所以来哦跑来啊跟基甸吵架了。
So then they came to Gideon and started to complain.
哦，从这个事情来看哦，我们又再次的看到这个以法莲人的软弱跟无理、啊。
We can see again how the men of Ephraim, their weakness and their irrationality.
哦，但是基甸呢、啊，他本着哈、哦、兄弟支派嘛，哦，亲家卖计较哦，哎，所以用这个好话来回答以法莲人。
But Gideon, being of the same lineage as these men, used some words to, tactful words to settle them.
哦，何况啊，这个时候不是吵架的时候，哦，这个正是啊，要哦乘胜追击呀、啊，哦，这个要哦掌握这个战机哈、哦、的最佳时刻，怎么自己搞内讧？哦，所以不可以这样子哦，他。
And so Gideon knew that this was not the time to be arguing amongst themselves because they had to seize the momentum to pursue the final victory.
Oh, 所以他用温柔的话回答了以法连人。
So he used very tactful words to calm the Ephraimites.
Oh, 我们怎么能够跟你们以法连人比呢?
And he said, what are we in comparison with you?
Oh, 我们摘的葡萄能够 怎么能够跟你们那个摘剩下的来比呢?
And how is the leftover grapes that we have gleaned any comparison to your fruits?
哦，你看神把敌军的两个首领交在你们的手上啊！哇，你们好棒啊！
And God has delivered the princes of Midian, the enemies, into your hands, so you are so great.
哎，以法莲一听啊，心里高兴舒服，怒气就消了。
And so after Ephraim heard these words, their anger was subsided.
Oh, 所以我们看到，通常, 灵性幼稚的信徒啊, 就是这样子, 喜欢人家的恭维。
And we can see that a person of weak faith is like this.
Oh, 就好像那个小朋友一样, 你要只能称赞他, 嘿, 不能责备他。
Just like a little child, they'll only accept praise and not criticism.
Oh, 只能吃奶, 没有办法吃干粮。
They can only take milk, not the solid food.
哦, 基甸啊, 乡人为主啊, 他宁可退让。
And Gideon was very wise in taking a step back.
哦, 所以我们在这里看到, 这个以法连人第二次发怨言。
So we can see how the Ephraimites complained the second time.
哦, 因为爱面子, 哦。
Because they were very proud.
哎, 通常哦, 发怨言的人啊, 其中有个可能就是爱面子哦。
And usually many people will complain because they want to show themselves.
哦，所以圣经哦 告诉我们说不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气。
And the Bible tells us, do not be puffed up with vain words or vain glory, otherwise you will be brought down.
哦，因为要看别人比自己强。
That we have to see others as better than ourselves.
哦, 如果我们能够看别人比自己强的话,
if we see others as better than ourselves,
哦, 那没有任何一个人, 你没有办法跟他同工的。
There will be no one that you cannot work with.
哦, 因为, 哦, 这个神造人啊, 哦, 都凡事互相效力的。
Because God has created everyone in his own way.
哦, 没有那个没有用的, 哦。
And everyone has their own gifts or their own uses.
所以中国人说天生我材必有我用，就算没什么用也可以当来拿来当点缀用，红花还要绿叶来陪衬。
And so every person has their own special talents or special uses, and even a flower needs the leaves to make it show its beauty.
小弟还记得 在神学院要这个毕业，我们神学院的老师勉励我们。
And I remember when I was graduating from the theological seminary, the dean encouraged us.
说做人有所谓的三才呀。
To be a good person, there are three important talents.
要有钱财，要有人才，要会当奴才。
That you have to have rich money.
Smart.
You have to be intelligent, and you have to be a servant.
小弟哦，没钱财哦，也没有什么人才，只好当奴才哦。
So since I was not wealthy and I was not that smart, so I might as well become a servant.
哦，那其实哦，在 弟兄姐妹的关怀，彼此相爱里头，其实没有当过什么奴才。
But actually, serving all the brothers and sisters with all of their love and care is not that difficult.
很感谢神。
I'm very thankful to God.
所以在这里我们看到以法连人他们的软弱。
So here we see the weakness of the men of Ephraim.
因为爱面子。
Because they did not want to lose face.
但是又怕死怕付出。
But yet, they did not want to sacrifice their lives or give up anything.
主耶稣说, 如果你想要当老大, 就要当众人的仆人。
But our Lord Jesus said that if you would be the greatest of all, you must become the servant of all.
哦，你要为首哦，啊，你就要服侍众人。
And if you are to become great, you must serve everyone.
哦，主耶稣他亲自做示范，做榜样。
Our Lord Jesus himself served as the best example.
哦，所以他来啊，不是要受人服侍，是要服侍人，并且为多人舍命的。
He came not to be served, but to serve all mankind and to even sacrifice his own life.
所以耶稣最有资格当我们的主人。
So he is the one who is most deserving to be our Lord.
哦，所以今天凡是服侍神的人。
So everyone who serves the Lord Jesus today.
哦，我们都要效法耶稣基督。
We have to be in his likeness.
哦，不要像以法莲人一样。
We should not be like the Ephraimites.
希望当老大，但是又不想付出。
Who wants to take all of the credit without giving up the sacrifice.
我们最后再来看以法莲人第三次发怨言。
Let's look at their third complaint.
记载在同样士师记的十二章。
In Judges chapter 12.
如同第一次以法莲人发怨言，神容忍。一样哦，那第二次啊，神还是容忍他们。
And God, the first and second time they complained, was forbearing with them.
哦，希伯来书说啊，神所爱的，神必会管教。
But the book of Hebrews tells us that those whom God loves, He will discipline.
哦，所以神容忍以法莲人，并不代表哦对以法莲人纵容。
And God being forbearing with the Ephraimites did not mean that he loved them especially more.
更不是对以法莲人这种爱发怨言的个性的准许。
And it was not condoning their complaints.
也不代表对他们的罪行的认同。
And it did not signify that he agreed with their complaints.
哦，所以当以法莲人第三次发怨言的时候，神的管教就来了。
So when they complained the third time, then God's discipline came.
哦，这一次啊，同样啊，以色列人又遇到强敌压境。
And once more, the enemies, foreign enemies, were oppressing the Israelites.
哦，那神借着这个同样马拿西支派里头的这个。耶弗他来当士师，带领以色列百姓来得胜这个欺负他们的亚门人啊。
And once more, God raised up a judge from the tribe of Manasseh, Jephthah, to fight against the Ammonites.
这个耶弗他很特殊哦。
And Jephthah was very special.
因为他不是他父亲明媒正娶的太太所生的。
Because he was born of a woman who was not his father's wife.
哦，是他爸爸哦，在外面外遇所生的了。
Actually, he was born out of one of his father's adulterous affairs.
哦，所以耶弗他不容于他的父家其他的这些兄弟所以把耶弗他后来被他们赶出去的。
Actually, he was not acknowledged as one of his father's sons, and therefore he did not have a family.
被逼上梁山啊，就当起的森林当中的罗宾汉所以有一票人跟着他。
And so he was almost like a Robin Hood of his time, and gathered some followers.
那后来以色列人被亚门人欺负的时候啊。
So when the people of Ammon came against the Israelites.
没有任何的领袖啊。愿意站出来。
There was no warrior who was willing to stand against them.
这个时候他们就想起了耶弗他所以又前往要耶弗他回来带领他们抵抗仇敌啊。
And then they thought of Jephthah and called him back to defend the Israelites.
耶弗他是一个很理性很讲道理的人。
Actually, Jephthah was a very rational leader.
所以他先跟这些前来邀请他回去的激烈的长老们先谈好条件。
So he actually first gave his conditions negotiating with the elders of Gilead.
然后再差人到敌军亚门人那边去讲理。
And then he sent messengers to the king of Ammon to try to negotiate with them.
当 得不到共识之后，只好采取最后诉诸武力的手段。
So, because they were not able to negotiate a peace, then they had to resort to warfare.
哦，所以可见，这个耶弗他领导者，他是一个很理性，凡事，这个要讲理的人呢。
And so we can see that Jephthah was a very rational person.
哦，是一个据理力争的这样的一个个性。
And he was a leader who was not leading by emotion.
哦，当神帮助耶弗他得胜亚门人的时候啊，以法莲人又来了。
And when Jephthah defeated the Ammonites, these Ephraimites came again.
哦，想要如法炮制，哦，像上一次对基甸一样，哦，甚至啊更过分哦。
And just like they did with Gideon, they came to complain to Jephthah.
那我们来看四世纪十二章。
Let's look at Judges chapter 12.
哦，第一节。
Verse 1.
一节以法莲人聚集到了北方，对耶弗他说：“你去与亚门人征战，为什么没有招我们同去呢？我们必用火烧你和你的房屋。”第二节
，Verse two，
耶弗他对他们说：“啊，我和我的民与亚门人大大征战，我招你们来，你们竟没有来救我脱离他们的手。”三节
，Verse three，
我见你们不来救我，我就拼命。前去攻击亚门人，主神将他们交在我手中，你们今日为什么上我这里来攻打我呢？第四节
Verse 4.
于是耶弗他招聚基列人与以法莲人征战，基列人击杀以法莲人，是因他们说，你们基列人在我们以法莲马拿西中间不过是以法莲逃亡的人。第五节
Verse 5.
基列人把守约旦河的渡口，不容以法莲人过去。以法莲逃走的人若说容我过去，基列人就问他说：“你是以法莲人不是？”他若说不是，六节
Six.
就对他说：“你说是波列以法莲人，因为咬不真字音，便说西波列。”基列人就将他拿住，杀在约旦河的渡口。那时以法莲人被杀的有四万两千人。哦，在这里我们看到以法莲人呢，又来找麻烦了。
So we see here the Ephraimites are stirring up trouble again.
哦，他想说上次哦，勒索基甸哦，哎，成功了。这一次哦，这个耶弗他应该也是很好打发的。
And they thought, well, when we threatened Gideon before, it worked pretty well in our favor. So let's try this again with Jephthah.
哦，所以哦，比对这个基甸呐，哦，更加的凶狠哦，对耶弗他这样说啊。
So they threatened Jephthah even more severely this time.
哦，说你去跟亚门人征战的时候，为什么没有找我们同去呢？哦，你看不起我们以法莲人吗？啊，我们要用火烧你，还要烧你的房子。
They said, why did you cross over to fight against the people of Ammon and not call us to go with you? Almost as if they were despised. We will burn down your house with fire.
怎么有这么没有道理的人哦?
How could they be so irrational?
哦，那再加上哦，他们在态度上哦，哎，真的是很骄傲。
And we can see the pride that they had.
哦，他们认为啊，这些基列人哦，这个耶弗他还有跟随他的这些人啊，只不过是他们约瑟家族哦。就是马拿西以法莲当中啊，这些流亡逃亡的匪徒而已啊。
And they looked down upon the Gileadites, who were like fugitives among the descendants of Joseph.
哦，是啊，这个哈、哦，不是我们这个正统的啦啊、哦。
That you are not among our rightful tribe.
哦，讲难听点啊，你们这些杂种的人呐、
啊。Just like your riffraff.
真的是很欺负人哦。
And so they were very condescending.
哦，那这个时候啊，哦，这个耶弗他哦，哎，刚刚我们谈到他的个性啊，是据理力争，是讲理的哦。
But we know that Jephthah was a very rational and reasonable person.
哦，他可不像基甸哦，这个亲家卖计较哦。
He was not like Gideon, who
哎，同样都是兄弟嘛哦，不计较了。这个耶弗他可不是这样的个性、哦、
who gave in to them because they were his brothers. Jephthah was not like that.
他就回答说啊，哦，我啊，哦，跟我的哦这个民跟 亚门人大大征战，我叫你们来帮忙，你们不来帮忙啊。
And Jephthah said to them, we have already been in a great struggle and fought against Ammon, but when I called you, you did not come.
我无路可走，我四面楚歌、啊、只好拼命杀敌啊、哦、感谢神啊，神与我们同在。
And so I had no choice but to take my life into our own hands and fight against the Ammonites, and God delivered them.
啊、结果你现在、啊、来到这边要来攻打我、嗯嗯、这什么道理啊？
So why do you come up to me this day to fight against me?、
哦、要打谁怕谁啊？乌龟怕铁锤，来吧。
So Jephthah said, I'm not afraid of you. If you really want to pick a fight, then come on.
哇，这下子哦，哎，真的哦，就兵戎相见了哦。
So then they actually did fight.
哎，这以法连人哦，啊，只是那张嘴巴很厉害，打起仗来了，没半撇的哦，哎，没有人家的办法啊、哦，一下子啊就被哦这个。耶和华他所带领的这个激烈的军兵啊，打得落花流水。
And so, the Ephraimites were only loud in their boasts, but they really didn't have a great warrior, so they were soundly defeated by the Gileadites.
哦，耶和华他叫他的兵丁啊，把守约旦河渡口啊。
And Jephthah told his army to seize the fords of the Jordan.
不让这些啊，败阵下来的以法连逃走。
And to not let any Ephraimite escape.
啊，结果哦，这些啊，这个以法连人啊，他们想要过约旦河哦，哎，就遇到哦，这个耶和他的守军呐、啊，哦，守军就说你是不是以法连呐、啊、
？And the Ephraimites tried to get away by the way of the Jordan, but they were controlled by the Gileadites.、
哦、当然都不可以承认呐、啊，哦，就是这个命很重要哦，当然说不是啊。
So when they were questioned if you are an Ephraimite, of course they would say no to try to save their life.、
啊、所以哦，这个啊。这个耶弗他哈、哦，他那么的军兵啊，就有一个办法啊、哦，说，好吧，那你呀、啊、讲讲看哦，这个河流怎么说啊？这个河流怎么说哈、哦、
？And so they had a way to distinguish. They said, "What is this name of the stream?"
哦，那这个示波列就是河流的意思了哈、哦。
And Shibboleth in that language means stream.
哦，因为就在约旦河旁嘛，啊、这个怎么想哦？河流嘛，示波列嘛啊、哦。
And so they would say, "What is this called?" And they would have to say Shibboleth.
哎，那因为哦，以法连人哦，他们的讲话有口音哦，他们没有办法发 sh 的音啊，他们只有 sh 的音哦，所以示波列变成希波列去了哦。
And so the Ephraimites, because of their accent, were unable to say Shibboleth. They could only say Sibboleth.
哇，口音呐、啊，啊，把他们的露底了哦，哎，所以啊，就被哦这个耶和他哈、哦。的军兵啊，就杀掉了。
And so, because of their dialect, they were proven to be Ephraimites, and so the army would kill them.
哦，圣经上在这里记载说，以法连人被杀的有四万两千人呢。
And the Bible says here that there were 42,000 Ephraimites who were killed.
哦，在士师记里头啊，记载哦，支派里头的哦，这个兵戎相见哦，有两次。手足相残有两次哦。
Judges, there are two instances recorded of when the tribes of Israel fought against each other.
哦，这里一次，然后在之后哦又发生一次哦，就是便雅悯人的事情哦。
This is one of the instances, and the other was recorded later with the tribe of Benjamin.
哦，便雅悯人因为包庇哦这个基比亚的匪类啊，所以引起其他的支派的围剿。
And the Benjamites, because they were stealing the wives of the others, were punished.
哦，他们被杀的有两万五千人，差一点整个支派灭族了。
And 25,000 of their men were killed, which almost wiped out their tribe.
哦，那我们看看哦，这一次，这个以法连人发怨言哦，死掉的是四万两千人呢。
And this time, 42,000 Ephraimites were killed.
哦，他们夸口，他们族大人多，就想要欺负人了。
And they boasted that they were a powerful tribe, and so they wanted to take advantage of the others.
哦，喜欢耍特权呐。
They wanted to take advantage and show their strength.
哦，这下子踢到铁板了。
But this time they didn't get away with it.
神重重的管教他们。
God severely punished them.
哦，嘴巴犯罪哦。用嘴巴来审判。
And so they sinned with their lips, and so they were judged by what their lips said.
哦，喜欢发怨言嘛，嘴巴犯罪。
They complained and argued with their lips, so they sinned.
最后神用嘴巴审判啊，你说是伯利还是西伯利啊？
So God used this way of their lips, what they said, to punish them.
话都说不清楚，死了四万两千人。
And because they couldn't say that word, 42,000 were killed.
哦，所以我们不要像以法莲人这样子哦。
So we shouldn't be like the Ephraimites.
喜欢发怨言，在嘴上得罪神。
To complain or grumble against God, and with our lips, sin against God.
神也会在这个嘴巴上，在言语上来审判我们。
And God will also use what our lips say to judge us.
哦，到了审判的时候，我们日常所说的一切的话，都要句句供出来的。
At the time of the final judgment, everything that our lips set forth will be used against us.
哦，来作为神审判我们。的一个衡量的标准哦。
It will be measured against the standard of God's judgment.
哦，我们来看，马太福音。
Let's look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音的十二章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 12.
36节。
Verse 36.
马太十二章三十六节，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子。必要句句供出来，三十七节。
37.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
But I say to you that for every idle word men say, men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
哦，我们啊，求神让我们记住以法莲人发怨言的境界。
So let us remember the examples the Ephraimites left us with this warning.
凡事谢恩。
That instead of complaining, we should in everything give thanks.
哦，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
394首。
394。
请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们一起跪下来祷告。
Now let us kneel down and pray together.
好，我们也求神让我们都能够预备一颗虔诚的心，来领受等一下的圣礼。
Let us all ask our Lord to prepare our hearts to partake of the Holy Communion to come.
一起祷告。
Let us pray together.